John Malter on?
I'm here.
Okay, you're next.
Okay, we'll call the Public Safety Committee meeting to order. I guess the only thing we have is one situation with a intermunicipal agreement between the Sheriff's Office and Chemung County. So is the sheriff here?
Under Sheriff McNellis is here.
Would you explain what this is all about?
Yeah, this is an intermunicipal agreement between us and Chemung County, basically precipitated by COVID. If one of a shift or a number of deputies in either the jail or on the road in either county went down, we could rely on each other to cover those shifts with, and they would be completely reimbursed, including mileage.
Is this something we've had before?
I don't believe we've had one with Chemung.
What counties do we have an agreement with?
I believe we have one with Schuyler right now for NASCAR, Watkins Glen.
Yep.
Which, this is Jen. That one with Schuyler is different. That one is more voluntary. You can agree to sign up and you would get overtime under FLSA rules. This one would be under the collective bargaining agreement, so that we didn't have to change or renegotiate anything, and the sheriff ran that by both unions involved. So this one's a little different. This one is just for pandemic, states of emergency only, and then the CBA rules apply to everybody on both sides.
Thanks, Jen. Anybody have anything they'd like to offer?
Steve.
And I'll make a motion.
I'll second it, but I've got a question. Are we trying to enter into agreements with any other adjoining counties we know of?
We're exploring that at this time, but considering the size of both agencies, this seemed to make the most sense right now.
Thanks.
This is Aaron Muller. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Could you just restate what the basic crux of the agreement is? I missed.
Yes, it's in the event that multiple deputies or corrections officers went down in either county and there was a quarantine issues where we had difficulty filling a shift or a patrol shift, we could rely on each other to the extent, you know, without compromising our own patrols or our own shifts in the jail. There's also a disclaimer to that effect, I believe, right, Jen?
Yes. This happened in Wayne County, is my understanding, and there was no agreement in place, and I believe they had problems covering shifts. So it's kind of a proactive matter, from my understanding, just in case. Like I said, it's all under the CBA of your home county, so any disciplines or commendations that come from your own county, would apply. That's the crux of it.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any comments they'd like to make? Hey, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. That's all we have, so a motion to adjourn.
Red Potter, motion.
I'll second it.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
All right, who's the...